Today, across industries and geographies, executives of large enterprises are struggling to transform their organizations. They have a sincere desire to become digital, but are getting stuck along the way. They know that their enterprises are special. They have a history of brilliant innovation, a market leadership position, a mission they're passionate about. They look at companies like Amazon and Apple, innovating at high speed, getting products to market in nanoseconds, and creating new types of business value that no one has ever before conceived. They wonder, why can't their enterprise do the same? It's easy to blame cultural patterns, organizational issues, rigid processes, risk aversion, and implacable bureaucracy for their inertia. But the real obstacle is something different and harder to see. It's the relationship between IT, the company's organ of technical expertise, and the rest of the enterprise. The digital age demands leadership from those responsible for digital technology. But the conventional ways in which the business part of the enterprise and the IT part work together make that impossible. What do enterprises want from IT? They want business outcomes. They want IT to help improve the company's competitive positioning. They want IT to drive technology-inspired innovation. They want IT to deepen relationships with customers and promote repeat business, to streamline operations and help make better use of their employees' time and mental capacity, to manage risk, particularly in information security. As the business world becomes digital, technology becomes central not just to the mechanics of running a company, but to the company's ability to compete and survive. What do enterprises actually ask and incentivize IT to do? To deliver projects on time and according to plan, to reduce IT costs, to provide good customer service to the company's own employees, to take in requirements from the business units and deliver IT capabilities to fulfill them precisely as stated, to control risk by not allowing scope to creep and managing to deadlines. What we ask of IT isn't what we want of IT. It's at best dimly related. As the cliche has it, the pace of change is accelerating. That's nothing new to technologists. For decades, changes in technology have come faster and faster as startlingly inventive people join the technology world, as software, hardware, and IT service providers pour resources into growing their markets, and as demand for features, scale, security, and resilience drive innovation. A software developer, for example, must constantly learn about and experiment with new programming languages, new practices, and new mental models for architecting and designing IT systems. The increased pace now applies to business and product strategy as well, largely because technology is so much at the center of everything an enterprise does. Why are executives on email 24 hours a day? It's not just because email is available, it's because they actually feel the need to make decisions while eating pasta, watching reality TV, and emerging from REM sleep. We feel that urgency in our stress levels. Lowered barriers to entry let disruptive companies transform industries in the flick of an eyelid. The cloud, the pliability of well-written software, the unmediated access to customers globally over the internet, the availability of venture capital, an incoming workforce that has an intuitive understanding of younger markets, all of these raise the risk that a company that was once comfortable will wake up one day to find itself dead or delisted, or at least no longer welcome on the S&P 500 index. It's not just startups that threaten established enterprises. Other traditional enterprises have found ways to draw on the magic of today's technology to pull new products out of a proverbial hat, to make costs disappear, or to transform red financials to black.